Hello everyone, and welcome to Non-Sectarian Mindfulness Meditation. I got a surprise in the mail today. It's my new book. It's called Winding the Black Dog, Overcoming Depression with Mindfulness Meditation. I was not expecting it this soon. It was a auspicious day though, because the ebook has come available today too on Amazon, so they both sort of happened at the same time. So since it has arrived, I thought what I might do is make this sort of an unofficial book launch and read a little teaser segment out of it. I also have extra copies if you want to buy them, and a couple of my other books too. These will only be like $10 New Zealand, and that will save you lots of money on shipping. so limited supply, so while supplies last. Okay, so I just want to read a little section I have here on negative core beliefs, and it's from the chapter 3, which is on depression thoughts and mindfulness. Now, this book can also, it's sort of an introduction to mindfulness and kind of uses depression as a kind of launch point, but I think it also works pretty well just as a kind of general introduction on what mindfulness is about and how it can work. And in my last chapter, it's called Going Beyond Mental Health, and so it's sort of how to apply mindfulness to what I call maximal living, or to realize our full potential as people. Because I think that there's so much more to it than just that, and it's great for helping with certain problems, but I think we do mindfulness kind of injustice if we just limit it to as a kind of medicine or cure for specific things. Okay, so here goes. What happens when you stop getting accurate feedback from the outside world and your map becomes inaccurate or just plain wrong? Here I talk about our world, our worldview, or our view of the world is just a map. It's not the terrain, right? So we're always going with our kind of best guess. And we kind of, hopefully, we're getting accurate feedback from the world so that we can keep our maps accurate. But what happens when that goes wrong? One of the primary problems with depression is that it messes up your map of the world. Now, according to cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, depression is often the result of low self-esteem, which comes from one or more negative core beliefs. Now, some of these beliefs could be, I'm worthless, I'm no good, I'm a bad person, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve to be happy, right, or successful or loved. Now, these negative core beliefs often remain unconscious and unchallenged assumptions we make about ourselves and our world. As such, they form the building blocks for an inaccurate map of reality. Now, why are these negative core beliefs inaccurate? One reason is that they drastically overgeneralize. Right? Humans are complicated beings with rich experiences and a wide variety of different ways of behaving, thinking, and feeling. No one is completely worthless, bad, or undeserving. Sometimes we do things that we're not proud of, we make mistakes, and we hurt other people. But we also have the power to change, make amends to people we hurt, and move on. However, negative core beliefs have a way of structuring our experience in such a way that they become self-fulfilling prophecies. They filter out information that could contradict these beliefs, and they limit our ability to experience positive things such as joy, happiness, and love. People can acquire these negative core beliefs in many ways, from early childhood traumas or negative life experiences. If left unchecked, over time they become unconscious dogmas that we blindly accept as truth. With the practice of mindfulness, however, You can allow your mind to settle down a bit and gain some perspective. As you learn to watch your thoughts in a non-judgmental way, you may find that one or more of these negative core beliefs pops into your head. One way to imagine the process is that the mind is usually like a muddy pool of water. Through meditation, the sediment in the water begins to settle down and the water clears. Now that the water has cleared some, you can see things deeper in the pool, perhaps rocks, fish, or the sandy bottom. Likewise, through meditation, unconscious core beliefs may reveal themselves to your conscious mind. One way to identify them is that they are hot beliefs, in the sense that they are usually accompanied by strong emotions such as sadness, loss, helplessness, and anxiety. Now, in cognitive behavioral therapy, a therapist talks to you and tries to help you uncover these negative core beliefs. However, in the practice of mindfulness, the practice of mindfulness can also lead to the same results. Moreover, mindfulness and CBT can work very effectively in conjunction with each other, which I've actually discovered through my own experience. So once you've been able to identify one or more negative core beliefs, mindfulness can also help to undermine them so that they no longer have so much control over you in the way you view your world. Mindfulness works this way because it changes your relationship to your thoughts. And this is really key. Through non-judgmental observation of thoughts, feelings, emotions, and sensations, you create a distance, gap, or space in your awareness. The space allows for a more emotional distance and less reactivity. One way to look at it is that mindfulness teaches you how to believe your thoughts less. In other words, you can become more flexible and less dogmatic about your core belief structures, so you're better able to redraw your map of the world. Over time, you begin to challenge the truth of negative core beliefs and believe in them less. Once you're no longer reinforcing them with your belief, their power diminishes until they cease to influence your views and actions. Okay, now, I think negative core beliefs are sort of one of the main building blocks for leading to ending up in the state that we identify as depression. But the same goes for just our self-limiting beliefs, right? When we just think that, like, you always wanted to sing, but, oh, I'm not good enough, or, oh, I wouldn't be able to stand up in front of a crowd, or you always wanted to write that novel, but there's beliefs that are holding you back, or, you know, for a long time you wanted to repair some relationship, but you were just too afraid of being rejected. So all of these little things, they help kind of structure our life in a way that stops us from really getting to the place where we want to be. And again, because mindfulness works in a way that changes our relationship to our thoughts, it allows for the possibility to sort of let go of the ones that are holding you back. So that was just one little, maybe two pages of that. Does anybody have any questions about that? Okay, well, there'll be time at the end too if people have any questions.